Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Brick House Radio. It's your girl Cam, aka Karma, and my big head co-host, the motherfucking Swole Dome Allen.
Hot fudge coming on in. Good Lord. Hot fudge coming on in. Good Lord. Brick House Radio, y'all know what it is. Your boy in here, Mookadeen Bigelow, aka C motherfucking Ruffin. Y'all know what it is. I'm the star of the show. Ain't no need of me going back and forth about it this week. We ain't gonna do all that. We're just gonna leave it stamped.
You know what, nigga? You tried it. Now I'm gonna go ahead and step in right now because you fucking with the right one on the wrong date, bruh. You are not the star of this show. Know that. I mean, you cool or whatever, but you ain't the star of shit. Only star us I know is in the sky in my Dougie Fresh voice.
So.
So what, man? I'm on my show, man. Say something.
Got a lot to talk about. Today is mainly Caucasians. Preferably the 27 Caucasians. Plus one woman who backed this Alabama abortion bill. Now, if you've been watching the news, then you know that there's been a little controversy surrounding this abortion bill. called the Human Life called the Human Life Protection Act. And what it does is it says it's illegal for women to get abortions in Alabama, even if it's rape or incest. They still are not allowed. If a doctor performs an abortion, they face up to 99 years in prison. Even if it's rape or incest. A lot of celebrities have responded saying, you know, they're declaring war. A lot of black people saying they're declaring war on black people. It's not about declaring war on black people. This shit is about, and I'm going to need y'all to open y'all minds up for me, Brickhouse Radio, because shit going to be deep for like the next 30 minutes. But this bill is not about black versus white. This bill is about Caucasians saving their race. Okay. Now, for those of y'all that may not know, two countries in Europe with the highest pregnancy rates are still below the line of carrying on their family. Somebody posted that, you know, you have to have 2.3 kids in order to be able to carry your bloodline on. And Caucasian race is falling to about 1.3. Now, for those that may not understand that, when you say 2.3 kids, they basically mean two kids and probably one on the way. Okay? Now, if you have two kids, there's a chance, more than likely, that one of them is going to be a boy. And if you can convince that little boy to stick with his race and only deal with his race when it comes to relationships, marriage, whatever, socially, then 9 times out of 10, that Caucasian boy will fall in love, marry, and have babies with a Caucasian woman. And that's how you keep the bloodline going. Now, you have some girls who do that as well, you know, build families and relationships with Caucasian men. But you have a lot of Caucasian girls who date outside of their race. If they become pregnant by a non-white person, then that baby is non-white, meaning the white, the 100% Caucasian gene is not carried all the way through, and it could die off. So this is about white people trying to keep their bloodlines going. And what they're telling us is they don't give a fuck how they do it, whether they ban abortions, because any smart person can look and say including rape and incest means a lot of times in Alabama you have a lot of fucking incest going on when it comes to certain, you know, and if that child is, that little girl is underage, then it falls under the lines of rape as well. Now, what they're saying is an 11-year-old girl who gets raped by an older male and gets pregnant, she can't get rid of the baby. She will be forced to have the baby to full term. And now, what you're going to start seeing, I don't want to wish this on anyone. I'm going to knock on wood now. But what you're going to start seeing is a lot of abandoned babies. You're going to start seeing a lot of parents committing suicide. You're going to see a lot more parents pulling that Susan Smith shit where they drive the kids off in the lake because they can't deal with it. You are basically, the government basically forced postpartum onto women with this signing this bill. Now, Mississippi as well, they have a law called the 8-week law, meaning if the baby is more than 8 weeks old, it is considered human and you cannot abort it. It's wild when you think about the lengths that some people will go through to keep their bloodline going. And this is what it is, people. This is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in Alabama or Mississippi and you listen to Brickhouse Radio and you don't have any kids, what I'm going to tell you is this. Buy contraception. Buy condoms. Women, you buy condoms too. Don't always expect a dude to show up with one. A lot of times dudes like shooting the club up. And a lot of dudes will shoot the club up and claim that, you know, they didn't do it when it's time for a baby to come. So what I'm saying is, all I can say to the women right now, and this is black, white, Latino, Asian, whatever, if you live in those states or any one of these states that are starting to crack down on abortion, please keep protection. Please keep protection. Condoms, the price for the Plan B pill is going to go up. I'm telling y'all, it's going to skyrocket. Because women are going to realize they can't get abortions when they find out they're pregnant. So they're going to have to get a Plan B pill. But then you run the chance that you don't get that Plan B pill in time because what, you have, what, 3 days, 72 hours to take it? After you find, is that after you find out you're pregnant or just after you've had sex?
That's after unprotected sex.
So you have to use the Plan B pill. The
48 to 72 hours.
48 to 72 hours after having unprotected sex.
Yes.
Not to mention what a Plan B pill can do to the human body if you take too many. We don't know. We don't know the side effects. We're going to see a lot more back alley abortion clinics. We're going to see a lot of women dying because they don't want to bring a child to this world, but they can't get abortion legally. So they're going to go to the same thing with the butt implants and the breast implants. People that can't afford to pay and go to a doctor to get it done, that's why you have all these women dying in hotel rooms and shit with cement stuck in their ass. So I really hope that the people who back this bill are prepared to deal with the backlash. I really do. I really do. The welfare is going to go up because the economy is fucked up. These women are going to need a way to take care of their kids. So now they can't complain about the welfare system in those states if they're outlawing abortion. You can't complain about it now. You know what I mean? There's so many other bad things that comes along with this law being signed. And then when I realized that the governor is a woman signed a bill telling other women what to do with their bodies. Do y'all get it? Do y'all see where I'm going with this?
Yup.
Women are being told what they can and cannot do with their bodies. This is all what Roe vs. Wade was about and everything. You see what I mean? So it's crazy, man. Shit is crazy. This shit is coming full circle. I'm telling you, man, like, the government is out to destroy and pass off any laws that they can to make themselves happy. They don't give a fuck about the constituents. This is why you have to get out and vote.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You have to go out, and the votes that we are missing out on the most, ladies and gentlemen, not presidential, midterm. Midterm elections are where they pick your governors and your senators and people that sit on, you know, handle legislature in your state, midterms. And when you don't go out and vote, you put people in power who can help put other people in power who really don't give a fuck about you. I know people been saying for years, my vote don't count, my vote don't count. I bet you your vote would have counted now. And if anybody that's listening that don't vote, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you because you helped them. You helped them. You can sit back and point your finger at the government all the fuck you want. You helped them by not voting. Not voting is just as effective as voting. Because as you can see, by not voting for the right people who have your interests at heart, now you have all of these motherfuckers that's telling women what they can do with their bodies. What's going to be next? Education? The arts? Sports? What's going to be next? Next, they're going to be saying, you can't get an operation unless you this, that, or the third. I'm telling y'all, man, it's coming. It's coming, man. It's coming. And this is going to bring more money to the medical field because they're going to have to deal with these women who decide to go and do it on their own.
Yeah, they're going to have to deal with the backlash of the botched abortions and having to do emergency hysterectomies because it was done in a back alley or in somebody's basement. Like, that's the one thing.
And see, I'm not a woman, so, like, maybe you can pontificate a little bit more on what happens when, what could happen with a botched abortion. Maybe you can explain a little bit more.
I mean,
because you have experience, but I just assume this is something that women talk about and know about.
No, I mean, you know, I unfortunately have participated in abortions, so I know, like, what the after effect could possibly be. For one, the emotional part of it, whether it's I can't get rid of this baby and my life is over, or I had to kill my baby and my life is over. But the main thing as far as health-wise is just your body. The ending is you could die because if the instruments and the procedure isn't sterile, that signs you up for infection. And, you know, especially if you don't know that you're infected, you could die. You could go to sleep and just not wake up. I had one incident with my first one. My uterus wouldn't contract, meaning it had opened up to the size of the baby, and it wouldn't decompress back to the size that it should have been. And it caused me to be on bed rest for like a month. And it was continuous bleeding, and it was uncomfortable. And, And again, you have the risk of not ever being able to have kids. You know, some people have ran into the thing where they've had an abortion and it wasn't done properly. And now when they're at an age where they do want a family of their own and they do want to settle down, like, they're not able to have kids because of a botched abortion. It's so many things, you know. You run the risk of the botched abortion not being completed, meaning it could be still fragments of the fetus left inside. It's anything that you could probably think of that could go wrong. You know what I mean? It's more so sometimes the physical pain, but the emotional part of it too. Because, you know, you have these parents that have had kids that maybe they didn't want, and the after effects are horrific, whether it be they just abusive to the child or they're neglecting the child, you know, or don't have that mother-child bond. Like, it's a lot of things. It's different when you choose how you want your life to go. Now, I do recommend that everybody fucking use protection. You know, especially if you're just gallivanting around and just having sex, please use protection. And I don't mean put a helmet on while you fucking. No, that means put a condom on your penis, dental dam, VCF, anything that's contraceptive, do that. But condoms are more effective against HIV, which I know a lot of people, you know, unfortunately contract during sex, unprotected. So if you don't want to die from AIDS, nonetheless having a baby, you know, you can get past the baby stage, depending on what the situation is. But AIDS, you can't come back from that, nor can you come back from any other long-lasting STD such as herpes, hepatitis, you know. It's a long list of them. And I just, you know, want people to be mindful that one night of pleasure can bring a lifetime of pain. So you can be funning and shooting up the club, but then 9 months later you got a responsibility to uphold. Or, in this case, you know, a responsibility to try not to go to jail because you done made a baby that you wasn't supposed to. So it's definitely a long-lasting effect on everybody. And, you know, women, for some reason, we just get dragged. You know, we just get dragged. Like, black men say they got it tough. No, we got it tough, too. Because not only do we have to uphold ourselves as black women, but we also have to hold y'all up, too. And that's a job within itself when the odds are against everybody. So we definitely got to do better. And as far as the abortion thing goes, just, you know, it's just sad that we waited this long to revert back to old ways. And it's going to hit us in the neck. It's going to hit us in the jugular because that shit is going to come back and bite people in the ass, like literally. Like, again, like you said, you know, it's going to be a lot of abandoned kids. It's going to be a lot of postpartum because I have been fortunate enough not to have had to experience that. But there are a lot of women out here that do, and it's not their fault. It's the chemical imbalance in their body at the time. So no telling, you know, that's a lot of times when newborns and stuff get killed is during postpartum, and people don't look at that. People leave babies in dumpsters, you know what I'm saying? Like the one lady over Eastern Shore years ago, you remember that? She was burying babies in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, yeah, I agree, but I was reading, you know, the Colorado Secretary of State banned staff travel to Alabama. Colorado's top election official, and this is reported from, from the Miami Herald and Associated Press. Colorado's top elections official is restricting staff in her department from traveling to Alabama after the state passed what she called an egregious law that restricts abortion. She went on to say, this restrictive law, which does not even allow exceptions for incest and rape, is appalling. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, she said this in a news release today, we should not spend Colorado state's resources in a state that restricts women's basic rights to health care. And according to the news, Colorado Department of State employees do travel to Auburn, Alabama, for the nonprofit Election Center's Certified Election Registration Administrator training. So she's saying until the laws of Alabama allow for safe and legal access to health care for women, we call on the Election Center to move the location of its trainings from Alabama. I will not authorize the spending of state resources on travel to Alabama for this training or any other purpose. So, you know, it's a lot of people that agree that this shit is wrong. Fox News asked a lot of celebrities what they thought. You know, it is wild. Chelsea Handler wrote on Twitter, of those 25 men who voted to ban abortion in Alabama, I'd like to know how many of them have ever been pregnant or have gotten pregnant as a result of rape. I'd like to know how many of those men know exactly what it is like to be a woman. The answer is zero. John Legend went on to say, these state houses are waging all-out war on women and their right to control their reproductive decisions. This is awful. Jane Lynch from Glee said the goal is to control women. And she retweeted from Eric Meyer saying the quiet part out loud, committing the oldest gaffe in politics. The goal isn't to save every fertilized egg. The goal is to control women. I used to think that there was a chance they actually believed the life begins at the moment of conception line. So Michael Rappaport says, shame on anyone involved in this. It's wild, man. It's wild.
And people are not looking at the fact that this affects men as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because If you think you got deadbeat daddies now, Jesus, they're going to be through the roof because it's going to be a lot of unwanted pregnancies, and these men are not going to acknowledge these babies, nor are they going to want to acknowledge the mother, which is going to keep them from taking care of their kids.
Lady Gaga went on and said, you know, I love you, Alabama. Prayers to all women and young girls. Here are my thoughts. It is an outrage to ban abortion in Alabama, period, and all the more heinous that it excludes those that have been raped or are experiencing incest, non-consensual or not. So there's a higher penalty for doctors who perform these operations than for most rapists. This is a travesty, and I pray for all these women and young girls who will suffer at the hands of the system. That was from Lady Gaga. Busy Phillips said 1 in 4 women have had an abortion. Many people think they don't know someone who has, but you know me, so let's do this. If you are also 1 in 4, let's share it and start to end the shame. Use you know me and share your truth. Michelle Wolf said, do what the Alabama government refuses to do, help women by donating to the yellowhammerfund.org. Donating is as easy as flicking the embryo out of a uterus should be. Wow. Ava DuVernay, award-winning director, said, don't move forward after reading this like everything is normal. Don't shake your head at Alabama and then keep going about your day. Realize that this is a warning. It's Alabama, and abortion today is you and your rights tomorrow. Your silence will not save you, so speak up. So a lot of people do not agree.
Thus far, yeah.
Even Pat Robertson said that Alabama abortion law was extreme. It's crazy, though. I did not realize that the governor of Alabama was a woman.
Yeah, she is. A little old white lady with a voice. She sounds like a man.
Wow.
Sounds like a motherfucking man.
Well, maybe that's why she did it.
I need to Google her and see if she got any motherfucking kids, because, bitch, this could be some shit. That's some shit.
Right.
This could be an ulterior motive on some shit that you fucked up in the game.
Right.
Yeah, did she have a kid by somebody she ain't want, and now she want everybody else to feel her pain? Like, I don't know. But in my Mikey voice, I don't like it.
Right. And
I know quite a few of my homegirls that would have a fucking whole football team and some niggas riding the bench if it wasn't for the good old state of Maryland being able to allow abortion.
Uh-huh.
Shit, I remember a couple of my homegirls used other people's medical cards to get fucking abortions. So I'll be mad crazy. But I am not with the shit. Like, that right there, you know, I'm not saying everybody should kill babies. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But especially in instances, again, where there has been rape or incest, like I don't know what the fuck I would have did if I'd have wound up pregnant after being raped. I'm not gonna lie, like, I would have been fucking pissed, for one. For two, I would have been hurt because I'm bearing the child of somebody that hurt me.
Right.
So any woman that has to go through that, man, that's going to fuck you up psychologically. If not physically, psychologically, you're going to be fucked up because you got to look at something that came out of something so ugly, you know. And that postpartum shit, on top of that shit could, you know, trickle effect. And, you know, it's going to be crazy because the motherfuckers is really going to start robbing. Because Pampers and fucking formula is expensive.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's
the trickle down effect, man.
Shit is
called the creating effect.
This shit is going to create, like, this is going to create a problem that these people that signed this law are not ready to understand. But most of them fucking old and 1 foot in the grave anyway, so them bitches will probably be dead before they start really hearing complaints about the shit.
Yeah, they ain't fucking no more. That's why they said that shit. They don't want
to. Right.
Hate
and,
ass.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's...
Like I said, that governor, she's got an ulterior motive, man. It can't just be all because... Nah, it's got to be something else, bruh.
You know? Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's fucking
sad.
Neanderthal.
Yeah, it's
this is
very lowbrow, as you would say. It's very lowbrow.
This is some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, this is really, really some bullshit, man. Like, telling women, like, this shit right here, get ready to be wild, man. Like, women is getting ready. They're going to start fucking shit up. I'm telling y'all, boy, these women, like, man, like, the last thing you want to do is try to tell somebody what they can do with their own body. You're telling someone what they can do with their own body. Where in the fuck did we become so arrogant as men that we feel like we can do this to women? Like, where the fuck did we become so arrogant? I don't know. But
either.
At the end of the day, I respect a woman's right to choose. It's your choice. You can look at yourself in the mirror after the choice you make. Then, hey,
you like it, I love it.
What can I say? You know, like my mother used to say, whatever make your socks roll up and down. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like I said, man, like this is going to create a lot. This is going to create a lot of problems. And then, you know, I'm sure they thought about it and they had some statisticians come in there and say, well, you know, kids that are born out of wedlock or born from situations like this, it'll be easier to get them to get into the military. It'll be easier to get them to keep the prison pipeline full because these are going to be the offspring of people who probably don't want them.
And that's crazy.
And it's an old African proverb that says, a neglected child will burn down the village to feel its warmth. So what y'all are doing is y'all are creating village burners, or you're going to create village burners by doing these things.
Yeah.
And
child finds out that later on down the road, like, yo, we really ain't want you for real, bro. You just here by default. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Because, you know, as a parent, parents get mad sometimes and they say shit to kids. You know what I mean? If they don't mean to say, they end up going back and apologizing, but...
You can't take those words back once they come out.
Take back, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying, man. Like,
I never contemplated abortion with the kids that I gave birth to.
Neither.
I'm not saying I've never had an abortion, but I'm saying the three that are here, I have no regrets.
I don't either, because my thing is this, nigga. I made them, I'm going to raise them. The fuck you mean?
Right, right.
It's simple.
Yeah, I just know when I did have the abortions that I had, yes, and I've had more than one, and I'm not proud of it, but at the times in my life when those things happened, I wasn't even mentally stable to take on another child. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and I understand. And at the end of the day, but that's the thing. At the end of the day, you were allowed to sit down and come to an informed decision on your own.
Right, and I wasn't forced
to. You weren't forced to think one way because
of the law.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And this is wild, man. But they're trying to keep the white race going. And one of my homies on Facebook, Glenn Rogers, shout out to Glenn. He said he's supposed to listen tonight. I hope he's listening. I want him to press one and start talking. But at the end of the day, you know, this is not gonna be peaceful. This is not gonna be a peaceful transition. You're gonna see a whole lot more teen pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see a lot more teen pregnancies. You're gonna see a lot more preteen pregnancy.
You're just going to see a lot of unwanted babies.
You're going to see a lot of unwanted babies. You're
more than anything.
You're probably going to see more child abuse. You're going to see more child neglect. Like, damn, yo, is this what the fuck we've come to?
Obviously, and it's unsaid and unfortunate, but it's where we at, bruh. It's where we at with it, my G.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy because, you know, like, since Trump been in office, man, shit just been going haywire, man. Shit has just been going hay-fucking-wire. And it's like nobody can pinpoint his ass because he just so random. And he just shouldn't even be a president because there's no way that that bill should have passed.
Now with a president that has a daughter and a wife?
Exactly.
Right.
Like, I just think, and this is just me personally, they talk a lot about Barack, but this issue right here, I don't see him turning a blind eye to if he were still in office.
Well, I mean, it's actually state legislature, so, you know, I'm sure that they're going to still fight it. I mean, it's been signed in, but, you know, I'm sure somebody's going to try to take it to the Supreme Court, but the problem we have with it going to the Supreme Court is Justice Kavanaugh, who's there, who agrees with the bill. So, who knows how many other of the justices agree with it.
Exactly.
So, you know, this could overturn Roe versus Wade.
That is crazy.
So, crazy. Like I said, man, you know, buy condoms.
Yeah.
Get a lot of, get contraception. Do not, please do not. If you do not want to have children, then take the precautions so that you don't.
Basically.
That's what we're going to say with that Brick House Radio.
Yeah, because nobody, you know, wants to deal with, you know, the fact that they were an unwanted child. Like, that's just heartbreaking.
Right.
It's just heartbreaking to know that, you know, somebody somewhere is not going to have a choice of how they want to live out the rest of their life, all due to a fucking law, or they're going to have to struggle a little harder because of this law. And it's not fair to the unborn child nor to the mother. It's really not.
At all. At all. Women, I'm with y'all on this. This is some bullshit. I would never fucking agree. I will never agree that you don't have a right to choose what you want to do with your body.
Right.
I have two daughters. I have a wife. I have a mama. I have sisters. I have nieces. I have aunts. And what kind of man would I be to look them in the face and tell them they don't have a right to choose whether or not they can keep a baby? What right do I have to do that? What right does any man have to do that, to tell a woman that?
I mean, niggas do it all the time, bro.
You're right. Some dudes do it a lot. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, though, that comes down to that woman and her choice. Like, this is my thing. A dude can tell you. You know what I mean? And this is pretty deep, and it makes sense to me. A lot of times, dudes that tell women to get an abortion end up being deadbeats.
Yeah.
Y'all let that sink in for a minute?
Yeah, because they told us, they're like, I don't want this baby. I don't like it. I don't want it.
Right.
And then you had a bitch anyway, and then wonder why he ain't done stuck around, bitch.
Somebody go get your hair done and then have the baby, and then now you down child support office calling him a deadbeat-ass nigga.
When he simply made it
clear that he didn't want to have a child.
With you.
And now this is one thing I hope that this does not, I hope that this does not create a whole bunch of fucking Raker Ruths. I hope this does not create a whole bunch of fucking dudes who would rather kill the woman that's pregnant with their child because they don't want to have to deal with her or child support. I really hope that this doesn't create that. But these motherfuckers that's passing these laws, that's what they're looking for, obviously. But again, like I said, ladies, I stand with y'all on this. That shit is wrong.
And it's wrong.
That shit is wrong. Nobody has a right to tell you what you couldn't do or not do with your body.
And it's unfair. It's unfair.
Oh, it's really fucking unfair. I agree.
Because some women, like some pregnancies, like one of my pregnancies, I was so fucking miserable. And I'm talking about just nauseated all day, every day, just nasty, miserable. And that's one of the kids that I aborted. And I was like, yo, I couldn't go through a whole 9 months of this. At the time, I could not physically take it. Like, I couldn't. So, yeah. Like, that shit is going to be the fucking worst. You have so many unwanted babies and neglected babies and fucking child killings. And it's fitting to be off the chain. It's fitting to be off the chain.
It's crazy, man. It's
they ain't think about none of that shit before they did what they did by passing that law.
Not at all.
Because you couldn't have.
Not at all.
You couldn't have thought that all the way through. You couldn't have.
Well, I mean, they thought it through enough to fit their need.
No, I'm saying it ain't about fitting nobody's needs. I mean, just thinking the whole shit through, period.
I'm sure they thought some about it, but they didn't think. I don't.
The after.
They were thinking from a more selfish area, I would say.
For some people to have shit that they don't want.
Yeah. That's very selfish to tell somebody, okay, you got to have your baby. Oh, man, what the fuck? Are y'all serious?
See, my thing of it is, then it gets to a point where if there's a birth defect or there are chances that the child may not make it or have a normal life, you know, all those things play a factor. Because some women abort kids because of health reasons. And it's like now you can't even do it unless you like you ready die. Like you gotta be ready die in order to have an abortion. Like that is crazy. That is crazy, crazy.
Yeah, because that was gonna be my next question. Like, what happens when a woman finds out that she can't carry the baby full term, or it would kill her to carry the baby full term? What do you tell that woman? Well, you shouldn't have got pregnant.
Right. Like, where they do that at?
That shit is crazy, man. It is just crazy. Like I said, I don't agree with it. I think it's a self-serving law, and women don't deserve it. Y'all don't deserve this. Y'all don't. I can only hope. I just hope that women are ready, you know, to deal with this situation as best as they possibly can. That's all I can say about it at this point. Yeah, Brickhouse Radio, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. But, Ayani, when we queue up a song, let's get into some music. Brickhouse Radio, when we come back, we're going to get into some more shit. Got a couple more things to talk about. Game of Thrones, namely one, but we're going to come back to that. So, Brickhouse Radio. We in here, your boy C. Allen, Karma, DJ Proper Chocolate. Let's get something going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back. nigga. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. If she be fucking other niggas, fuck you. If he be fucking other bitches, fuck you. If you don't keep it 100 with her, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you.
When he fucking up, who you run to?
Yeah.
I know it's 3 a.m., but you can come through. These niggas really mad at me. Cause I get straight to the bag, I got a bag.
I'm kind of glad I take the lane that I take because
we've avoided a lot of shit as a family unit. Think about it. The whole vaccination thing, we good. You know what I'm saying? You ain't pumping no strange shit in my kids. Certain vaccinations I have agreed to, but at a certain point, it just becomes excessive.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There was something else. Oh, the fucking e-cigarettes. Now they got a whole big brouhaha about that shit. Never even liked them before. I like to like my shit. I don't trust shit you don't like. I don't trust it. And I don't like it. That's crazy. Because, you know, this nowadays this government is just so all over the place, man. Nobody's a unit. Like, it's set up to be that way, but nobody is, like, basically working for the same purpose. Everybody has their own agenda. And this country is being pulled in so many different directions. If it's not issues against black people and police brutality, and I'm saying black people because Sandra Bland was definitely a black woman. You feel me? You know, if it's not that, then it's education, because money is being taken from education, and it usually affects minorities and lower-income families. Then you have, you know, the whole identity thing. It's just so many different things going on that could have used that time and effort instead of banning abortion.
Yeah. Totally agree.
But see, then this go hand in hand with the shit with Planned Parenthood and all that shit. Like, y'all better stay woke. The Allens is woke. Don't nothing slap, nigga. I wake up to the news. I can't function unless I turn the news on, because I got to know, nigga. I got to know. And whether it's fake news or whatever it is, I usually cipher through the bullshit, because how many times have we watched certain stories with missing kids, and I'll be like, "Pooh, so-and-so did something to that baby," and what? I'll be right.
Thanks.
I can look at a motherfucker and be like, "Bitch, you did it. You fucking did it." The instance with the boyfriend up here, was it Howard County, Montgomery County, where the dude killed the chick that was pregnant by him and was on the news and this is any other. From the first time I seen him, what I say? That nigga killed that girl and that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened within the next 2 weeks? The shit came out that he killed that girl and that baby.
Yeah.
So you can't out-slick a can of oil. For some reason in my DNA, I'm like a walking fucking polygraph. Like, you can't get past me. Like, you got to be on your shit to be able to get one over on your girl.
It's just crazy. Like I said, it's just crazy when you think about it, because it's just going to, it's,
it's just, it's going to all just, all shit rolls downhill.
Yeah. The dude in Houston, that killed that little 4-year-old baby.
Oh, with the brain damage. Yeah. Like, we knew that story was shaky as fuck. Like, how the fuck one baby gone and you wake up holding another one? Where they do that at?
Right.
I knew that motherfucker was shady when I found out that bitch was her stepfather. Message.
For those that may not have been watching, Malia Davis, 4-year-old girl, was reported missing. Darian Vince said that he, he's still saying he's innocent. His brother has been speaking to the media, saying that he wants the world to know he's innocent. This case began on May 3rd when the police say Vince told them he was on the way to Bush Intercontinental Airport with Malia and his 1-year-old son to pick up Brittany Bowens, the mother of Malia. Vince claims that two Hispanic men ambushed. One of the men commented, "Malia looks very nice, looks very sweet." The other one hit Vince and knocked him out. When he woke up 24 hours later, Vince told police his son was there, but Malia was gone. Vince said he walked to a nearby hospital and reported her missing. However, evidence gathered in the case doesn't match the story he told police. Surveillance footage shows him being dropped off at the hospital he says he walked to in the vehicle he said he was that was stolen during his abduction. The car was later found in a shopping mall's parking lot about 5 miles from where Vince said he woke up. According to ABC News, when authorities inspected the vehicle, they discovered a blue laundry basket along with a gas can, according to probable cause documents and Vince's arrest. Police also had two separate dogs trained to pick up the smell of cadavers walk around the vehicle and other vehicles in the parking lot. Both dogs barked at the trunk of the Altima, the documents state indicating the scent of decomposition in the vehicle. Although the search for Malia continues, the authorities do not believe she is still alive. Vince's bond was originally set at nearly $1 million on Saturday, but it was lowered Monday to $45,000.
That motherfucker should never get out of jail.
At all. Fuck him.
His mother should have boarded his motherfucking ass.
Fuck him. Nigga, and I hope wherever you go.
Yeah, they run the fuck out your ass. They tear that ass up.
You know,
I'm with the shits, either way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna speak too much on it because it's getting my...
Getting your pressure up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need you trying to go get locked up so you can go get his ass. I don't need that. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. But
crazy. Like, people just don't understand the effects of shit. Like this woman is going to be traumatized. Like, you don't understand. Like, she's probably never going to trust another man. Like, it just like I say, this shit just, all shit trickles downhill.
Yeah, he's a fucking bitch.
A whole bitch.
He's a whole bitch for that shit.
That baby ain't deserved it. And then she had health issues and so forth. Like, take advantage of somebody that's already fucking helpless.
Right. Right. 4-year-old baby.
Yeah, he was sucking MC for that shit.
And he did this shit to get back at the mother. Because the mother was, you know, the relationship was going to shit. And they believe he did the shit to get to hurt the mother. Like, nigga, you just killed her baby. Like, you want to piss her off, go fuck somebody else or something.
Right. That
baby would you
had nothing to do with that. That baby was there and was there before the relationship with you and her was there.
That shit is crazy, yo. That shit is just crazy when you think about it. Like,
I'm telling you,
these niggas is out here killing kids that don't even belong to them.
That's why I just, you know, as a single mother, you know, I was very particular about who I had around my daughter, who my daughter seen me associate with. Like, that was something that was big to me, is to not have her just willy-nilly all over the place, or seeing a whole bunch of different dudes. And, you know, I just, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Like, I'm not saying nobody should be living their best life. But at the same time, you want to fuck up your kid's life trying to live yours? That's fucked up.
I mean, look at the shit that happened. What, that was a year last year or 2 years ago? The boy down by Waters.
That was almost three years.
He did to that baby. He killed that baby. Right.
Because the mother trusted him enough to want to babysit the baby. That's not his. And he fucking killed her. It's common.
Y'all gotta pay attention to these cornball ass niggas, yo. These niggas.
Yeah, y'all bitches need to wake up. Let me say this. Let me go on a rant.
Goofy as fuck.
You bitches, stop fucking with these niggas because you think they got a couple dollars. Stop fucking with them because you think they thugging and bugging, or they gonna be your protector, or this, or that, or whatever. Ain't nobody got time for that, okay? Because y'all picking these fucking crazy ass fucking PCP reject babies to be your man, and they don't know the meaning of life. And what I'm saying by that is, any man that can harm a child is fucked up. Whether it be sexual, murder, abuse, anything of that nature, You are a fucked up individual. No, you ain't accidentally get that baby no black eye. Or you don't accidentally drop the baby down the steps and it break its neck. You don't accidentally throw a baby across the room and shit like that. That shit is in you. You feel me? And y'all motherfuckers need to stop letting these fucking randos just come in your house, know where you live at, and have them around your fucking kids, because you haven't even taken the time to get to know this motherfucker before you introduce him to your family. That's crazy. I got mad because a motherfucker rolled up on my daughter at the bus stop, nigga. Like, I don't play that shit. No, I wasn't ready for you to meet my fucking daughter, and for you to take it upon yourself to introduce yourself, I'm offended. I'm a fucking offended.
Hey, well, the second half of this rant, I'm going to say this. I'm going to let you finish. But, ladies, if you're a mother, you're a single mother, please, 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 please protect your babies. Get to know these niggas before you have them around your kids. Shit, before you have them around your friends and family. Get to know these niggas, man. Because 9 times out of 10, that dude showed that woman signs that he was fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And see, and that's what happened with me when I started getting messaged. My thing was, now I need an exit plan. And shit just didn't go right the way that I wanted it to. But I wasn't trying to be in a relationship with a motherfucker that I knew was fucked up. And he showed me signs of him being fucked up.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we have to pay attention to that. Ladies, look, I'm not telling you you can't date. I'm not telling you what to do. All I'm saying is, it ain't no swinging dick walking this earth that is better than your child's well-being. None.
Thanks.
None. And I told my wife the same thing when we first got together. If you're not ready for me to meet her, I'll meet her when you're ready for me to.
But we didn't have that problem because
I already knew her, right? Right.
Right.
I'm saying, like, it's, as a man, sometimes as a man, we have to say that. Sometimes as a man, we have to say, you know, if a girl says, hey, you want to meet my, nah, I don't know about that yet.
Let's see where we going
to
go.
It's okay as a man to say that. You're not saying you don't want kids. You're not saying you don't want to know her kid at all. What you're saying is you want to spend more time getting to know her, the type of person she is. You can show dudes pictures of your kids all fucking day. That don't mean you have to have them around your kids. That damn sure don't mean if you only been together under a year, you can leave work, or you can leave and go to work and leave your kid there with that dude. You don't have to do that. I understand it's probably more convenient. That's less money you have to spend because you don't have to pay for a babysitter.
Oh.
At the end of the day, what's more important, your child's well-being or you saving some money leaving them with a nigga that could possibly rape or kill them?
And let's say this. First of all, you shouldn't want to be with a nigga that ain't got to take his ass to work. Why would you want to be with a motherfucker that ain't even got no ambition and you out here grinding hard to take care of y'all, and he can't even buy his own fucking cigarettes?
You got to wait for you to get home before he get a cigarette.
Or bum it from his mom and them.
So that's all I'm saying. Ladies, like, it ain't no dick walking this earth. It ain't no affection from no man walking this earth that can replace your kid's well-being.
Not at all.
None. Please, 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 start screening these niggas before you have them around your kids.
Yes, Go attention. Research. Check and see if they are registered sex offenders.
Facts.
See if they have a violent history. Like, I know it's hard to want to sit down and investigate, but, bitch, if not for you, do it for your fucking kid.
Right.
Because you want to be able to make it home safe as well. You know what I'm saying?
All facts.
You want to go out on a date with a dude and you never come the fuck back.
Mm.
That's one of the reasons why I dated the way that I did. There was never a time I went on a date and nobody knew I went on a date. I would have my homegirls and my sis to fucking, I would give them the fucker's tag number. I would describe the vehicle to them, where we were going, how long it should take to get there. Like, bitch, if you don't hear from me by this time, bitch, send out a search party.
That's some real shit, man.
Yeah, man, like.
That's just some real ass shit right there. Like, you,
I don't trust motherfuckers for one. I'm paranoid as fuck.
You gotta, you know, like, as much as I hate to say it, like, but you gotta be careful nowadays, especially if you're meeting these niggas on social media or on one of them dating apps. You know what I mean? That the internet allows people to be whoever they want to be.
Yep.
It allows people to say whatever they want to say.
Yep.
It allows people to portray whatever they want to portray.
Yep.
I mean, but just because a nigga got money and nice car and shit on social media don't mean he don't fuck or abuse little girls.
Right. Or little boys, for that matter.
He might be hollering at you because he's seen you with your daughter before. Like, you got to think about that. Some of these niggas are really that fucking cerebral, and it's sickening.
It is. It is very sickening.
Because we'll holler at the mother to try to get a leg in on the daughter.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then you mothers that don't believe your daughters when they tell you that your boyfriend makes them uncomfortable. Or you push their feelings to the side. You're basically telling them that they're not important.
Right. Like, like, it's nothing worse to not be believed when something horrible has happened to you.
Right, right.
Like, even as a grown woman, like, I had someone in my family, after I was raped, tell me that I bought it on myself. And I thought that was the most hurtful shit, because when it happened, me and the guy weren't dating for months. We weren't dating or living together or, you know what I'm saying, or dealing with each other like that. So for my family member to say that, it was hurtful because, for one, you know, I understand that, you know, people do hide who they are sometimes. People are sneaky, you know. But at the same time, nobody asked or asked to be raped. Nobody. No fucking body.
Yeah, I agree. But like I said, man, like, it's, ladies, y'all got to pay attention, man. Y'all got to pay attention to the people that your children are around. If you want to date a dude and fall in love, that's all gravy. But do some background research. Just because a nigga say he love kids don't mean he love kids. Some niggas will say anything to get in your drawers.
Oh, yes. Oh, motherfuckers will lie like a Persian rug, honey.
Some niggas will say anything to get in your drawers.
Yeah, any motherfucking thing.
Just to get to your child.
Yes. Yes. We'll say anything.
So y'all got to be careful, man. Y'all got to be careful, man. Y'all got to be careful. And that's for any woman out here that's single with kids, in a relationship with a dude. Like, do the justice on it. Do the knowledge on it, man. Do the knowledge on it, man. Find out about this nigga, man. Find out everything you can find out before he meets your child.
Right.
Like, I asked the question, what's a good amount of time, excuse me, that a woman should date a dude before he meets their kids?
I'm going to say a minimum of 3 months. A minimum. And it just depends on how much time y'all have spent with each other and around each other in those 3 months.
Before they meet your child?
Yes.
Would you show pictures of your child?
Maybe it just depends on it just depends on the situation, because he may have kids too, so he may be showing you pictures of his kid. You know, it just, every situation is different, but it just, like, showing them pictures, that's not something that's going to jump off the break.
Right. I've heard some women
identify my child.
I've heard some women say 3 months. I've heard some women say 6. I've heard some women say, depending on when you're comfortable with the dude, it could be a month, it could be a week, it could be a day. Hey.
Yeah, because, you know, to be honest, all dudes aren't bad.
No, they're not.
And some dudes are just genuine. And, I mean, I'm just saying, like you. Like, I wouldn't have had a problem with you being around my child because I knew you prior to that. And I knew that you didn't have a history of fucking over kids.
I love the kids.
I know you do.
But, yeah, so, rest in peace to Lil Malia. He can't hurt you now, baby. You in the sky. You up there in God's hands now. He can't hurt you up there. Sick motherfucker, man. Any of you niggas out there that's out there committing foul acts against these little girls, man. Fuck you.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you.
And
if you messing with little kids, fuck you. If you beating on your girlfriend, nigga, fuck you.
But yeah, man, like, it's real. It's real out here. On a lighter note, Brick House Radio, DJ Khaled's new album will be dropping at midnight, called Father of Assad. It will contain a unreleased Nipsey Hussle track that he did with him. A lot of people are ready and waiting to hear that. DJ Khaled been putting out some consistent music. He usually come out about once a year. And when he do, he put out
A banger.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure that the Nipsey Hussle joint is going to be a banger.
All right, nigga, we got like 15 minutes left. Fuck Khaled. Let's talk about the motherfucking Wu-Tang documentary.
Ah, of Mics and Men.
Yes, indeedy. If y'all not down with the Wu, nigga, fuck you, nigga, fuck you.
For those of y'all that's been living under a rock that may not know, because I can't assume that everybody knows who the Wu-Tang Clan is, but for those of you that have been living under a rock and may not know, the RZA, the GZA,
Old
Dirty Bastard, Inspector Deck, Raekwon the Chef,
U
God, Ghostface Killer, Method Man,
Capadonna.
So, you know, Master Killer. 20 plus years, these niggas have been tearing up hip hop.
25 years. They just celebrated. They did the 25th anniversary. They could get it.
Classic album.
5 years.
Classic first album, Into the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. 1993, November 11th. 1993. That album was released. That was the same day Midnight Marauders by Tribe Called Quest was released. But Wu-Tang...
Everything.
Wu-Tang came out and absolutely dominated the rap game from 93 all the way up until about 2000. You couldn't hear a song without Method Man on it. They was damn near putting out an album damn near every 2 months.
Either him or somebody out the crew or Ghostface and Ray or, you know.
Wu-Tang Clan had a game plan. And I listened today to an interview with Ghostface Killer, and he said Russell Simmons turned it down.
Yep.
Now, what the deal was that Wu-Tang signed to Loud Records. What Steve Rifkin told them was, if I can't beat the deal that another label offers you for a solo album, sign with that label. I just want to keep the Clan. That shit worked out. Because every member of the Wu-Tang Clan had a record deal. And it was only one that stayed on Loud Records. And that was Raekwon. Raekwon the Chef was the only one who stayed on Loud Records. Method Man went to Def Jam. Ghostface went to G Street, which was a subdivision of Elektra. Genius went to Mercury.
I feel like we're listening to the song labels right now.
You Got Koch Records, Capadonna Epic Records, Master Killer Koch Records, Old Dirty Bastard Elektra. And as y'all know, his first album, fucking classic. Into the 36 Chambers Dirty Version. Classic music. Like, this shit is undeniable. But Showtime is doing a 4-part documentary. We watched the first one last weekend. And it just talked about, you know, the introduction of the Klan to hip hop, and it just talked about them growing up. But I'm hoping that, you know, the rest of them are going to be, you know, they're going to get a lot of more into detail. I really hope that they spend some time talking about RZA's production, because at one point, there was no producer better than the RZA. You had, at one point, you had 5 producers who was killing shit. Dr. Dre, Premier, RZA,
Timbaland,
and
Pharrell,
and the Neptunes.
Yeah, well, I say Pharrell, same difference, same difference.
But I always, the Neptunes, I usually don't include them in that top 5 because the Neptunes really didn't start blowing up until like 2000, early, like late 99, early 2000. But
no, they had their hands
Diddy,
some shit prior.
I would also have to add Diddy to that top 5 producers.
Oh, yeah.
Because at one point, all of the beats you heard were coming from one of those 5 when it came to hip-hop.
We're talking about in the 90s?
In the 90s up to 2000.
Okay, let's make sure. Let's make sure.
I'm saying once Timbaland and them, because they didn't come out when Wu was out, no. But what I'm saying is,
no, I was just trying to think if it was anybody significant that we may have overlooked.
Nah, I think we overlooked nobody hip-hop-wise. You had Alchemist, but he really didn't start shining until 2000. You had Easy Mo B, but he
was... Oh, nigga, you forgot the main motherfuckers, yo.
Ooh.
Motherfucking Dungeon Family. Like, motherfucking...
Oh, yeah, Organized Noise.
Organized
Facts.
Noise was killing it during that time, baby.
Facts. So I would
let me think a minute, because I know it's somebody that belong in that 5.
So I would take... That Organized Noise, that's it. I would take out Diddy and add Organized Noise.
No, you can't take out Diddy because that motherfucker had been rocking
but
the pool.
But Diddy, I'm talking about hands-on production.
Oh.
Diddy's not a hands-on producer.
Oh, no, he all in the video, all on stage.
Now, from Bad Boy, I could say Chucky Thompson.
Him and Stevie.
Yeah, but Stevie J ain't really shine until Life After Death.
Okay.
Chucky Thompson, Easy Mo B, and DJ Premier basically anchored Ready to Die.
Awesome.
With Easy Mo B doing a majority of the production. Of course, he had a Premier beat. He didn't have nothing from the RZA on his first album. But Easy Mo B, like, a lot of people don't understand the credit that he should get, because that fucking Ready to Die...
Yeah, because Timbaland was hot during the 90s, yo.
Yeah, but Timbaland didn't really start popping until after Jay-Z took off, like in 95, 96. Timbaland wasn't popping like that when Biggie was alive.
Hmm.
You got to think about it.
I mean, I didn't know how...
Now, okay, I could even take off Diddy and add Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's people that I knew that were...
I'm saying that's my personal top 5.
No, I'm saying I'm just looking at it, and I feel you, because during that time frame, the people that we were naming were very significant, was very significant in hip-hop and as far as production. So we're going to go with Organized Noize. We're going to go with Dre. We're going to go, I don't know if you want to keep Timbaland in there, because him and Missy had some bangers, nigga, up until,
right now,
because that's who does all the production for fucking Empire. So
I still say Dr. Dre, RZA, Premier, Organized Noize, and Timbaland.
Yeah, that's a fair.
No, I'm sorry. Take Timbaland off, put Jermaine Dupri.
Okay.
Jermaine Dupri.
Still a fair five.
That was, like, at one point, every beat you heard in hip-hop was one of them.
So Def was on their shit.
Can't forget DR, period, because he was nice. And for those of y'all that may need a reference, one of the reference tracks for him, Broken Language, Smooth the Hustler, Trigger the Gambler, DJ Scratch. DJ Scratch played a big part on Busta Rhymes When Disaster Strikes. DJ Scratch did a lot of beats for that. Q-Tip. Q-Tip definitely was still, I mean, you had a lot of producers, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, the RZA, nobody was doing what this dude was doing musically, man.
Oh, because what's the name of that one song when it sounded like he turning the record backwards? That bitch is making you just
Oh, the joint off of Supreme Clientele, Solomon,
yes.
For Life, Billy for Life, Thug for Life, 89 Stick Up Kid, King of New York. Yeah, yeah, that was the shit.
That shit was like the craziest beat I've ever
just took like
heard.
A 3-second sample and just kept pulling it back.
Right. But
oh.
And I'm going to tell you one of my favorite beats, though.
What?
Now, I want to make sure, because I don't want to be politically incorrect.
What?
Didn't he do the beat for Shay Shay LaGhost?
No.
Oh.
That was...
Like, that's my shit. That's, like, my favorite Ghostface song.
Hold on.
Because I'm a dancer, and it make you move. And like, you didn't really hear You God on a lot of shit, and I fuck with it because him and You God was on that bitch. Because usually I've noticed, you know, everybody got their little link-ups. I mean, they all do shit together, but, like, the chemistry is different. Like Ray and Ghost, you know what I'm saying, when they link up, you know what I'm saying? So for them two to be on a track together, I just thought that shit was fire.
Facts. And I
love Ghostface.
And
I'm telling you this, and you can divorce me. I love him.
It's Nine. They had, I mean, when you listen to the stories of people saying, like, Nine fucking dudes on a beat, this shit ain't gonna work, they made that shit work. I watched an interview one time where Method Man said that, you know, for the second album, RZA had to cut a lot of bars, meaning that that's why you may hear, like, a song on the second album where one person only got, like, 4 or 5 bars. You know what I mean? So that
shit worked, though.
That's a good problem. That's a good problem, having so many niggas that's that nice that you got to sit and listen
to all the nice shit and figure out
what to cut and what to keep.
Right.
That's dope as fuck. But y'all watch it on Showtime. It comes on Showtime for the next few Saturdays, 10 p.m. Y'all check it out.
I thought it came on Fridays. I'm wrong.
Today. I'm sorry. Fridays. It do. Fridays. It comes on Fridays. I'm sorry.
I'm ready to send the clan after you. Can't be fucking they shit up, man.
Whatever, man. But, yeah, I always say this to people, and people know it. My favorite two rappers, the GZA, the Redman, my top two favorite rappers, mainstream wise. but the Wu-Tang came through and they gave us something that was so unique and so groundbreaking that it just got addictive. You couldn't.
I just want to thank them for Old Dirty Bastard. If it ain't no more than the nigga's name, his persona and his personality, yo. Like, he to me was like the face of Wu-Tang.
And all of them had.
Even though Meth is Wu brother number one, his personality just was different. And his train of thought and just how he carried shit. Yo, do you know him and fucking Meth had and RZA had motherfuckers dying to go get fucking fangs, gold fucking fangs? And guess what niggas called them? Wu-Tang fangs. Yeah, let me get them Wu-Tang fangs. That shit was fire. Just to have that type of impression on fashion, like, it's just so much shit. Like, I fucking love Wu. I already cried.
Okay, as I was saying.
Don't judge. You know how I get excited. Don't do that.
Well, like I was saying, the documentary is called Wu-Tang of Mics and Men. Y'all check it out on Showtime. It may, all four episodes might be on demand if you go look them up. And we're going to keep y'all updated because I know we're going to watch it again tomorrow or Saturday, whenever we do. But at the end of the day, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Shout out to the Wu. Shout out to Rolo, producing that Capadonna ear candy.
Shout out to Bro Hanu. What's up?
Y'all know what it is. And we get ready to end the show, but y'all know where y'all can find me. Mookadeen Bigelow on Facebook. You can find me at They Call Him C on Instagram. Find me CMF and Allen on Snapchat. You can also hit us up on the Brick House Radio page. We still accepting submissions for Black Music Month. I got about 15, 20 songs in the deck already. I need to start sending over to DJ Proper Chocolate. But y'all know where to send them. C Allen P S Allen O P S at Gmail. S A L L E N O P E E Z at Gmail. All right. Love y'all niggas.
And you can find me on Facebook, Kamala Karma Allen. You can find me on Instagram at cam_BYH2O. You can find me on Twitter at DarealKarmuh, Darrell Karma. Holla at your girl.
Y'all know what it is. So DJ Proper Chocolate, if we got a song to close the show out with, let's close it out with.
We love y'all, Brick House Radio.
House Radio, we love y'all.
Next week, baby, next week. Okay, bye.
This shit, but I guess you are new to the game, so you are partially pardoned. But it seems to me your art is not flawless, no different from me, except I walk with the monsters, lighthearted through darkness. Pussy rappers play parts, and pussy chatter too often. I don't tally my losses, I'm guarded. Yeah, where the motherfucking bars went, you soft niggas need laws to keep me off. Yeah, and I swear on everything that went wrong, that we should've just aborted ya. Trying to be the one and only Nezzy, but they want me to rap like I'm the next Cole. This world ain't right, so I'ma bust this lefty. Not my destination, but I'm getting close. I know that they won't love me or respect me until my dress code got my neck froze. But check though, from the roots to the feet, the boy is blessed though. See, I'm just trying to be the one and only Nezzy. Every track I catch a body while everybody else is catching cold. And I don't blame you geezers for wanting to be trendy, but you better be able to understand when that shit's getting old. But in the meantime, just settle for these rhymes and rewind every time you feel a bit senile. And just know I need you for the gasoline for me time. And ain't no need in guessing me unless you're down for the ride. Ain't no need in guessing me cause I know that you despise. Envy is all in the eyes. You're more plastic than a mannequin with double D's. Put the please die. And I stand by every fucking word soon as I speak my mind. So this the problem, I can let it breathe or keep it high. I just want some love below, but she just wants to speak her box. I'll be in the front row, probably copping some theater top. Show fear in they flock, bitch, I'm tearing through ops. I know that they won't love me or respect me until my dress code got my neck froze. I know that they won't love me or respect me. From the roof to the feet, the boy is blessed though. See, I'm just trying to be the one and only Izzy. Every track I catch a body while everybody else is catching cold. I know that they won't love me or respect me.
Yeah, look. Don't hype me, cause most likely these bitches won't fight me. I'm in studio mode nightly, don't excite me. Got no type, we don't fight for lobos or tweets for promo. Keep the flow heightened. Bit a piece, but I won't go, so you all know who explodes. It might be show to reap what you sow and aim for the peak or go home. My seeds gotta grow, but I've no time to be fertilizer. Cause me, I'm a grinder, but I let my hustle speak when I'm silent. Better speak to defiance, cause you ain't touching me like I'm minded. You need to keep quiet, cause chances are you need some vagina. Codeine's got you blinded, better wean up or die. It's not beef if you kinda wanna take it to the streets, but then one piece. When it's dire, you niggas need for any need to retire. But me, I inspire the realness. They would never love me or respect me, cause I would rather chase my nigga than clown or some freak that up a higher. Won't sleep for an entire week when I'm trying to complete any type of work. That's how it gotta be when you are the provider. I'm an introvert converted from pessimist extra early as a black youngster. History served knowing me to get purpose. My upbringing was God fearing enough to keep me surface and humble enough to recognize that not a soul is perfect, not an MC, just a deity. An experiment gone wrong like Sephiroth. The step on and yet deceiving me displays the genius evenly. So in any case, that kind of means that you would need to have God's arms to reach for me strategically. You gotta work tediously, cause me I don't need no sleep. I murder beats so easily, lopes on like Eazy-E. That means my eyes are tinted because my mind is lifted. Never mind the wicked misery of company, so that's why I don't visit. Cause I know they will never love me or respect me. Yeah, yeah, look. I know that they won't love me or respect me. Yeah, Nizzy.